For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have 0 blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and T-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
You are getting the best possible information.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Wow.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Touchdown! Leaping Jalen Hurts. Throws to the end zone. Intercepted! It's Cam Kitchens with 4 seconds left in the half. Deamer Cotto on a handoff runs 53 yards for a touchdown. Touchdown!
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Overreaction Monday. Chris Brockman and I recorded it before the show. It's out there for you to listen to as soon as this show is over. Susie Schuster and Amy Trask will record What the Football. Normally it's on a Tuesday, but we're doing it today because most of us are leaving for Germany because we're going to do the show from Munich, Germany, from the BMW Welt, the world headquarters of BMW from Munich. We're going to be doing the show starting Thursday from there. I'm calling Giants Panthers in Munich on Sunday on NFL Network with Kurt Warner. So at any rate, since most of us are taken off, we're recording What the Football, Susie and Amy today with their guest. I wrote it down here. Me. Okay. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's Susie Eisenhoff.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be a fun show. And we'll post that later on today in advance of tonight's Monday Night Football game. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. So, I mean, there wasn't a single soul on our NFL Game Day morning set that thought the Cowboys were going to win in Atlanta yesterday. We all went dirty bird. Kirko is out of his mind. You know, he's getting the troops ready with some bankroll fresh in Tampa. And the Cowboys walked right in that trap. And they just don't have it, man. And I'm sorry, Falcons fans. I know when you feel good about your team, but you've lost to the Cowboys. All of us in the media talk about the Cowboys. happens to the best of everyone. So, you know, obviously Drake London going out, that's not great. But this Darnell Mooney, he is awesome. He's a must start in our fantasy league right now. He's a must start for the Falcons took him from the Bears and said, we will make some hay with you, sir. And Cousins is finding him right now. And Bijan is as good as they come right now.
Beast.
You know who didn't start Mooney yesterday?
Oh. No, boy. He's a must start. He's a must start in any fantasy league. If you have him, he's a must start right now. Certainly if London's going to be out for a bit. It's a hip injury that apparently they're not concerned about in Atlanta. But this team in Dallas, if you can't stop the run and you can't run it, you can't win. That's the way it works in the National Football League. It's not any secret. You can't stop the run. You can't run it yourself. You're going to lose. Doesn't matter if you're paying 90-something million bucks to your quarterback and wide receiver combination, which is a number you're going to keep repeating and keep hearing as long as the Cowboys are not winning, which they're not right now. They've come off the bye. They lost to a banged-up 49ers team, and now they went to Atlanta, and they got spanked. And then even worse, I mean, McCarthy's one of my favorites that I've gotten to meet, all right? But when you keep going for it on fourth down and you don't get it, and then you do it again, and you do it again, Cowboys had four drives in a turnover on downs in Atlanta. They only had five such drives in the first seven games. It's the most turnovers on downs in a game for the Cowboys since at least 1993. And when you hear those stats, at least since, they either started counting that stat in the year that you hear for at least since, or researchers just said, we're just not going to keep looking. Because you get the point. It's the third team to have a four or more turnover on downs game in the league this year, and the others are two-win teams in Miami and Jacksonville. CeeDee Lamb got banged up, got hurt. He was trying to make a game of it. Fourth fewest yards by a wide receiver with eight or more receptions in the last five seasons. 12 targets, eight catches for just 47 yards. And then, as we all know, Dak left the game. On top of it, though, if you can't run it, then you leave your starting wide running back at home. And the word is, it was a mutual decision. We're not bringing you, and I don't want to go. That's the way I take that out of Ezekiel Elliott. Jane Slater of NFL Network, my colleague, was saying it was over missed meetings, including one on Friday. Jerry Jones had this to say about Zeke not playing.
Well, it was a decision that Zeke understands, and so that's the way he is. And he's one of the best team men. He's one of the best workers that I've ever been around. And he was just that and has been that. And that was unconditionally a result of him being late for meetings.
Jerry, if you're not dismayed.
But I'm not disappointed in him. I wish that's all I had blemishes on my background.
Oh, my word. Jeez. I'm sorry, man. I mean, TJ. Because it doesn't matter if he understands it or not, or he's a good team guy, or you're defending Zeke for what? Missing a meeting on your coaching staff? Listen, we've been wondering for months how the Dallas Cowboys are going to respond to the pressure cooker of all in. The concept of all in, I'm not going to add any major pieces because everybody here needs to prove their worth in order to stay. I'm going to just run it back with the exception of adding a piece here, a piece there, and then everybody else has to prove it. And you made it seem like both Dak and CeeDee Lamb are going to have to prove it this year until you signed them late. Last second with Dak. I mean, we found out Sunday morning before they took on the Browns on that day that they signed him to the deal that we all knew they were going to have to sign him to. And then you don't extend your coach. It leads to players, no matter how team-oriented they may be, no matter how good of a guy you believe they are, no matter how they understand that he had to be left home and he had to be disciplined, they will show their lack of respect by not showing up on time for meetings. That is the exact thing you're looking for when you're asking how will they respond to an all-in season and the inevitable controversies and ups and downs of a season. How will they handle the downs part? Well, the guy that you signed instead of Derrick Henry is missing meetings. That's giving you the answer, along with 3-5 and along with a roster that is thinned out by injury. And speaking of that, let's get to the Dak soundbite. Because Dak left the game with a hamstring injury, and this is what he had to say on this front.
Didn't think much of it, to be honest with you. And then the next play, throwing that the stop route to the field, pulled something. I guess you felt a pull or felt something I've never felt. Tough to walk on it at that point. Saw the medical team and asked, could I make it worse? At that point, they said I wouldn't be able to protect myself, and they made the call to hold me out.
Well, the testing is being done today, and word is coming out of Dallas. Tom Pelissero, this may be what he was getting information on when he was joining us in hour number two. Worse than expected.
Whew.
It's Cooper Rush time. Multiple weeks. No decision yet. I wanted to put Dak on IR. That would be four games. Taking a look at the Cowboys' schedule. Look at the Cowboys' schedule. The next four. Boy, you want to talk about the wrong time, TJ. Home for Philly, home for Houston on a Monday night at Washington. Thanksgiving. 3-5, you're going into that. That's the all-in season at the midway point. 3-5, the running back that you had hoped would give you some of a spark. You can find the old Zeke eating, feeding him. Not happy about something, clearly. Misses a meeting, gets left at home. You know, and, you know, your head coach doesn't have a contract after this year. Your quarterback is now going to be out for potentially multiple weeks. It's Cooper Rush season. And I understand the Cooper Rush season last time it happened led to the insanity of maybe you stick with him instead of Dak. Well, that $60 million a year contract should put that to rest. And he didn't look all that great coming into Atlanta. And CeeDee Lamb, every single time he got hit in that right shoulder, was holding it. And who else? Who else is there? Put three on CeeDee Lamb. Who's going to beat you? Now you're going to put Zeke back out there? Is that what's going to happen? Wow.
Season's over, right? Like, just put Trey Lance in. Let's see what he's got. Maybe he'll provide a spark.
Well, there's the trade deadline, and prior to hearing about Dak being out for a few weeks, this is what Jerry had to say about the trade deadline.
We might do something this week.
We could, yes. Yes, it takes to tango, but we've got some things in the mill.
But that's an example. That's another sign that you're still looking for some positives this year.
Well, we're going to do everything we can at all times to improve this team. And in our judgment, if what you have to give up helps improve it, we'll do it. I know everybody understands. I don't think I have to say it, but we'll go for it.
And I hope you do, TJ. I hope Jerry does it, because it's always better when the Cowboys are better, in all honesty. And that right there is a waving of the white flag on the all-in season. All-in. You guys are going to have to take care of it. And then they're 3-5. And it's just like, yeah, we'll do whatever it takes. It would have been helpful to do that with Derrick Henry available. I'm sorry to keep harping on it.
I'm going to continue to push back on you when you constantly say Derrick Henry. Yep. If you watch this Cowboy team and you watch that offensive line, there is no way Derrick Henry would be the Derrick Henry you're getting with Baltimore on this Dallas Cowboys team. I know CeeDee Lamb's out there.
Yep.
This line is not it, and this team is not it. I don't feel like he would be catching wreck with us the way he is.
May I interject with a Michael Irvin axiom?
Sure.
Hope dictates effort. Would Derrick Henry have given you some hope?
Sure.
Okay.
Hope don't keep, you know, the top defensive lineman out of your backfield. Hope don't do that. Hope doesn't teach your rookie and your second year lineman not to hold and the technique that they have. That hope doesn't help. I feel like he's been wasted on this team. I personally think he made the right move, and I love watching him run with Lamar. I don't think that would have happened with this team. This team is a mess, and that's why I'm all in on the Hawkeyes. My quarterback is Ben, and he's doing his job.
How old is Ben?
Ben is 8.
Okay.
I got a team of young bucks. They're all 7 and 8 playing against 9 and 10 year olds.
It sounds like me in the down Michigan years when Michigan's down by 30 in Columbus, and I would just start playing cards with my daughter, who was like 6, mm-hmm. just throwing myself into the youth of America.
You know,
sounds like what TJ's doing.
Right, my now. Running back is Bear, all right? And in the last two games, he's had like 4 touchdowns and 2 2-point conversions. That's what I'm worried about.
That's just trying to get him with these hands.
I mean, hope dictates effort. And right now, there's not much hope there.
But you are right about that, Rich, the hope and the effort.
That's what Michael would always say. And there's no hope right now. And you got to wonder, like, saying, I'm not supplementing this roster very much. We're going to go draft, and I'm not going to extend my coach, was not the right move. And we were all sensing it wasn't. And so far, 3-5, I understand. We're still marathoning. We're not sprinting. They might make a move over the next 24 hours. Cooper Rush might play well, and that they can have a storybook ending to this thing, as Jerry's saying. Doesn't really seem to be the case right now. I'm looking at the current exit polling on that.
Also, Rich,
and it's not looking good.
Nice.
Jerry is not the type who's going to give up, right? So the Cowboys aren't going to be sellers at this trade.
I would agree with
that. He's going to. So
I would agree.
I honestly don't know what to say.
We'll come back. I've got something a little bit more half full with the glass. Top five teams you should start believing in. There's a couple more games we have not hit, including the huge one in Western New York between the Bills and the Dolphins. Haven't discussed that. There's also the Chargers that we haven't hit. 844-204-RICH is also the number to dial. Your phone calls, we'll get to that as well. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, everybody, let's talk about game time tickets. If you haven't noticed, basketball season's right around the corner, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all the great action. And now with Game Time's new feature, Game Time Picks, it's even easier to see your favorite teams play live. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. And here in Los Angeles, there's not one but two pro basketball teams with two different arenas, so you need to see the view from your seat. You also need to all-in pricing feature I've been telling you about, so you get to see your total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Where'd the nickname Showtime come from?
It was my godfather, Troy Hawkins, him and my dad, but really him. They would watch me play, and I would make the diving plays and stuff like that in baseball. And they said it was Showtime when I was on the field. And so they always used to call me Showtime, especially my godfather, LaTroy.
LaTroy Hawkins. That is a name I have not heard in a while.
Yeah.
Okay, Patrick. Look, I appreciate you calling in here greatly. And I appreciate the text exchange that I had with you the other day where you were gentle in rejecting my suggestion to give you a new nickname of the Patrol. I really appreciate that, Patrick.
it was a good idea. I just kind of was playing down the nicknames as much as possible at that point.
So it's okay, great. So you're saying
whatever works for you.
No, hold on a second. You're saying that it's not a judgment on the actual creativity of the nickname. It's just you attempting to be humble, tamping down any of the accolades right now because you're focused on winning. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, just for me in general, I mean, it's all about the football. It's all about the team. And so I know that the nicknames are a cool thing to do with the social media and everything that's around right now. But for me, it's all about just being a teammate and someone that's just a part of this organization and a part of a team that wants to win.
So if you had an ego, let's put it in a box here. You have an ego. You don't care about being humble at all. You're just pounding your chest. Nickname of the Patrol. Do you like it? Be honest.
I don't know. There's been so many nicknames that have came out lately, and I'm just going to kind of keep it at just Patrick right now.
You're being polite. I like it.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Check out our YouTube channel on every facet. All of those folks who have appeared on our program over 10 plus years. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. So I'll give you some numbers. 53 of 66 for 465 yards, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, 27 points per game for his offense in the last 2 games. You want to guess who that is? Anybody?
Herbert?
No, but good guess, because he has beginning to start to cook a little bit on offense for the Chargers. Excellent guess, but ultimately incorrect.
Jalen Hurts.
Incorrect. He has been terrific over 4, but not those numbers.
Josh Allen.
Excellent choice, right church, wrong pew.
Really?
He was in the game with this guy.
Oh.
Those are 2 of his numbers since returning from injured reserve. Wow. Dolphins have lost both games. The Dolphins defense has unfortunately gotten smoked just as Tua has returned. That is unfortunate. He is Tua after yesterday's game. The first quarterback to throw for 25 or more times, have a completion percentage of 89% or better, and a passer rating of 120 or better, and lose since 1950. That happened for the Dolphins yesterday. A 61-yarder for Tyler Bass, who'd been struggling, wins it at the end for the Bills. And the Dolphins cannot beat the Buffalo Bills for their lives. I mean, the same way that the Patriots used to treat the Bills are now treating the Dolphins, right?
Yep.
8-0 against the Dolphins at home since 2017. They've put up 536 points against Miami since 2017. That's the most by any team against any opponent. That includes the playoffs. Allen's now 8-1 against Tua, head-to-head matchups. 3 more passing touchdowns for Josh against the Dolphins. That's his 8th such game. That's the most such games, including playoffs, by any player against any team since Allen entered the National Football League in 2018. 37 career passing touchdowns against Allen. I mean, I could go on and on. I don't want to go that against the Dolphins for Allen. He, what's that old phrase? Stephen Ross doesn't own the Dolphins. Man. And the Dolphins now... Tua comes back and it's like, okay, we're going to hit the ground running and we're going to start playing like last year, and they can't win. And you could start printing playoff tickets in Western New York. I thought the Dolphins were going to win this division. Boy, how wrong am I? The Jets right now at 3-6, and they've never made the playoffs after starting 3-6. The Jets at 3-6 are the team closest to the Bills in the AFC East. And the Bills have already won in New Jersey against the Jets. Again, I'm using the proper geography for all you Western New York fans. I'm trying to be as respectful as possible to the team that I thought would finally get got in the division. And instead, they're currently the only team in the 7-win club with the Chiefs. How about that? Unbelievable. You're shaking your head too, right? And I've got a top 5 list of teams you should start believing in. I was wondering if, including the Bills, right?
How do you not believe in them?
Exactly, because they're 7-2, and they're four plus games up because the Jets have already been beaten by Buffalo in their house.
I mean, is it just because you don't trust them in the playoffs?
I don't know. You're just like, you know, I mean, James Cook, 1 week he'll have three touchdowns, the next, you know.
I still kind of, I mean, I know Amari Cooper's there, didn't play on Sunday. I still don't really believe in their receivers.
That's what I'm saying. Should they be on that list?
I don't know.
You know, if it's not Khalil Shakir, it'll be Coleman. And if it's not Coleman, it'll be Dalton Kincaid. And if it's not Cook, it'll be Ray Davis. And if it's none of them, it'll be Josh Allen anyway.
Yeah, Josh Allen had like a 20-something yard run called back. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Bills are going to be tough to beat.
Well, the Bills are going to be in the playoffs, and they're going to be at home in the playoffs. The only question is how long can they have the home field advantage in the playoffs? And can somebody get the Chiefs in front before they get them? Because that's been their problem in the playoffs, as we know. But the fact that we're saying that around week 9 is really impressive, and you got to tip your cap to them. And the Dolphins, oh my goodness gracious. I mean, next up is a Monday nighter out here in Los Angeles against a Rams team that is killing it at present, which leads me to my top 5. My top 5 teams you should start believing in. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top 5.
All right, top 5 teams you should start believing in, because it's November, for crying out loud. And it's week 9. After the Monday nighter, we're in double digits in terms of the weeks of the NFL season.
The season is flying.
It's flying by. And once upon a time, this team was 1-4. Banged up line, didn't have their top receivers. And now the Los Angeles Rams are 4-4. Start believing in the Rams, people, because it's not just Cup, who had double-digit receptions yesterday. DeMarcus Robinson with a one-handed grab to win it in overtime yesterday. And in overtime, that, to be very honest with you, the Rams shouldn't have been in, but the Seahawks and Geno Smith just, no matter how many times they might turn it over or have mistakes, they can't be broken sometimes.
Well, JSN was awesome yesterday.
Off the hook.
Yeah, incredible. And
so the Rams didn't have Puka Nacua because Sweet Puka got ejected.
Sweet Puka
got ejected for retaliating and throwing a punch. Go figure that. So no Puka, but folks, there's a new defensive star in the league. Is he the defensive rookie of the year?
He is the betting favorite by a considerable margin. Yeah.
Another Les Snead golden find.
That dude is everywhere.
Out of Florida State. He was a game wrecker. So, and then Fisk also, the teammates from Tallahassee.
You're not going to replace Aaron Donald with one guy, but you can with two. And that's what they're doing with these two kids.
So the Rams are 4-4, and start believing them. Number 4 on this list is a team that they're currently looking up at, and it's a team that beat them by 31 when they face each other. Start believing in the Arizona Cardinals. I think you have to. They're in first place right now. And Kyler Murray is playing very well. And they're winning all manners of games. They have now, with that win over Chicago, they've now won 2 games by more than 20 points. That aforementioned one with the Rams and then the Bears. And they've won 3. Their other 3 wins are by 2 or less. 2 or fewer. So they're winning close games. And they're blowing people out, and they might just be through some of the ups and downs of the early part of the season. And what if Marvin Harrison Jr. starts playing like a rookie of the year candidate that he can be?
Yeah, they're doing this with Marvin kind of underachieving so far.
You can go higher register. I mean, the Cardinals are all higher register. Like, Kyler Murray could be MVP, guys. I mean, look at this team at 5-4, guys.
Jonathan Cannon can coach.
First time they're over 500 this year. Their first 3-game win streak in 3 years since they started. Remember, they were the last remaining undefeated team in 2021, and then everything started going downhill. Start believing in the Cardinals, number 3 on this list. It's time that you start believing. Show us your lightning bolts.
React to me.
Show us your lightning bolts. The Los Angeles Chargers. Hey, man, Quentin Johnston running away from people, LaDee McConkey.
But DD is balling.
J.K. Dobbins, offensively, every now and then, like, they're filled with people that you're like, all right, I'll pick this guy up on fantasy and see what see if that's the week he'll score.
And Josh Palmer.
But Jim is bringing a significant attitude that everybody there is clearly bought. Scott Matlock is coming on the show in studio tomorrow.
Nice.
He is the guy who switched from 99 to number 44 and plays both defense and fullback.
Like he's like 6'4", 300 pounds.
Dude, I'm telling you. I'll tell you because you guys will already be in Germany. I'll tell you how big he is when I see you.
All right, good.
But that's the type of guy that Harbaugh loves, you know, and it seems like this team's filled with a bunch of Matlocks. And they're 5-3. They went in and they turned Jameis right back into a pumpkin. Oh, and by the way, speaking of the Browns losing to the Chargers, put up the text I got during the show from the Miz.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you saw, but the Browns lost. They aren't going undefeated. Sad day. The Miz has chimed in for you. Okay.
The Miz needs to be protected, TJ.
Start believing in the Chargers. Maybe not to win the division, but to make the playoffs.
I would say they're definitely making
it. And you know what's gone? What's gone is the charging.
The weird stuff.
Yeah. Can we say that right now, though? Yes.
Have you seen it yet this year?
I haven't done it
but
yet.
But here's what they do, technically. I know I was saying this with the Cowboys fan. The Chargers either start off like 0-8 and then finish winning their last, or they start off 8-0 and then...
You're not wrong.
Let's just wait and see.
You're not wrong.
The charging I'm referring to is like Melvin Gordon in Tennessee fumbling twice or scoring twice, having a call back and then fumbles.
And fumble.
Or the head coach saying, I'm going for it on 4th-and-3 from our own 18. Okay. And it doesn't work out. The 60-point blowout losses in Vegas. You know what I mean? Like, come on now.
They also don't score a lot. They haven't scored 30 points all year.
But guess what they don't have to do? That. Because the defense only gives up 20.
Right.
And last I checked, I don't think Jesse Minner, their defensive coordinator, is getting the plays of the other team. Maybe he's just good with good players. I had to say it. Believe in the Chargers, number two. Now we're going to go upgrade. Because I'm just saying, believe in these teams to make the playoffs, right? Maybe go on a deep run. Believe in the Commanders, people, as the real thing.
Ooh.
You even asked on Overreaction Monday Pod if they could be the one seed. Hey, I still believe in the Lions because that's who I was preseason on who wins the NFC and the way they're looking. Jaden Daniels is on pace. I know on pace is like the dreaded godfather of SportsCenter, John Walsh, hated when we went on the air on SportsCenter saying he's on pace. He goes, because you can't assume what's going to happen. But he is on pace for having one of the greatest rookie seasons ever, and even better than the previous number two overall selection in C.J. Stroud. He's unbelievable. And defensively, they're doing it, and doing it well. But number one.
Here it comes.
The number one team that you should start believing in. San Francisco 49ers.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, did you lose a bet to somebody?
I didn't. They're the defending NFC champs. Christian McCaffrey's practice window opened during this program. He's coming back with his Achilles and all of that stuff. And then they're going to get everybody back.
But who doesn't believe in them?
A lot of people think that they're 4-4 and that they can get got. And you're the king of this coach will fold in the biggest possible situation.
Well, he's going to fold and they can't beat the Chiefs.
Exactly.
But they have the 4th best Super Bowl odds. Everyone believes in them.
I don't think so.
All right.
They're thinking that they can get got. There's no Ayuk. There's no this. There's no that. You yourself are off the Purdy train again. I don't understand. You're the king of like, this isn't the team. This isn't it. They've got a hangover from the NFC Championship season. You know, they got in the Super Bowl. Anybody who loses in the Super Bowl, let alone in the overtime of the Super Bowl, they're finished.
I can't decide decide if I like the Purdy ride or I don't like the Purdy ride.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
You're not believing. I'm telling you, believe.
I don't believe that.
I mean,
he's proving my point while pushing back on it.
Yeah, I mean, I was picking up on that.
It's a unique gift I have.
It's very impressive. Very, very impressive. That's my top five list.
You think we need one?
Why
more?
Wait
not?
A second. I mean, right, come on now.
I'm going here.
Oh, you had to put the Cowboys in, so I get it.
All right, okay. Yeah, storybook
cool.
ending.
Cool. Got yeah, it. Let's go. Dallas Cowboys.
Nope.
Roll it.
Nope. Nope. I wanted to just throw one under 500 team in here.
Oh, they had the Cowboys. Like I said, let's go.
Oh, I know who you're doing.
I'm going Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, you are.
Come on.
Still am I.
Yeah, you are.
Cincinnati Bengals.
I like this one a lot.
Joe Burrow is out of his skull.
Yeah.
T. Higgins is going to come back. Gesicki's now showing his thing. He's showing his stuff, right? And then...
He's gritty.
Hey, what did I tell you about Chase Brown, folks?
What did you tell us?
I don't know. I mean, Zach Moss, two saludes, sir, but Chase Brown should be starting for this team.
Without question.
And then you bring Zach Moss in to start battering some people towards the end of a game, maybe. You want to get... And listen... you want to get somebody from the 5-yard line in? Maybe Chase Brown's not your guy. He did flip him a touchdown pass on the goal line. This dude is electric. This dude is really good. Mm-hmm. And let's just tighten the bolts defensively. My guy from Staten Island, Lou Anarumo, tighten those bolts. And the Bengals are going to start what? Can they finally get back to 500? Let's look at that schedule. Just do me the solid here. Oh boy, talk about this one. Thursday night football.
This is a monster Thursday game.
At Baltimore.
Game.
I mean, what if they go into the bank and come up with that dub? They're 500.
Baltimore's really good at home. They play really good against quarterbacks at home. You saw what they just did to Bo Nix, who right. had been hot.
And then they're out here to take on the Chargers. And, you know, Joey B's trying to do what Jameis just did. Beat the Harbaughs in back-to-back weeks. Mm-hmm. They could not. Maybe Joey B's that guy.
Joey B is having a great year. 20 touchdowns, only 4 picks, 108 passer rating.
Of course, I could potentially, you could turn the music down. I could potentially have this snuffed out right away. In just 3 days, because the Ravens sweep the Bengals, and you know, yeah, and then they're 4-6, and then so what? Which is why Joe Burrow is not spiking any footballs after the victory over the Raiders.
Just how this season has gone, knowing what's ahead of us, knowing what we're going to have to do to get back into this. You know, one win isn't going to make or break our season, so. You know, I'm going to strive for perfection every day and every game. So, you know, until that happens, what's there to be happy about?
I love it.
What's there to be happy
about? Very Kobe Bryant answer there, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
What's there to be happy about? Right? So that's my two thoughts as seeing that soundbite, you know, is him basically sending a message saying, great job, everybody. Okay. We're going to have to do it Thursday. He knows there's a big game coming up against the Ravens, right? That's my first thought when I see that soundbite. My second thought is, how in the world did his parents leave him at home when they flew off to Paris? How the hell did that happen?
Ma'am.
I mean, this is still one of my favorite Halloween get-ups I've ever seen from Macaulay Culkin.
Shout out
Macaulay It really Culkin. Does look just like him.
Dead ringer.
And that particular soundbite as well. He just looked like him. How do you leave him at home? By the way, that would never happen in the 21st century, right?
Oh, yeah,
Because yeah. Kevin would just grab his Gab watch or his iPhone or whatever.
And just be like,
call
hey,
mom and say, you left me at home.
Hey, you left me at home.
And then, so there's no Home Alone.
What are we doing?
Right?
Couldn't make that movie, did they?
And Rich, I don't care what you say. I am going to watch this game on Thursday. I don't care. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm doing it. I'm not missing this game. Bengals, Ravens, are you crazy?
Let me tell you something, sir. This is your first NFL week in Europe rodeo.
It is.
I've been to this rodeo many times. Okay. So what you're referring to is the Thursday night football game. And this is why it is so impressive. And you're going to see this firsthand this week.
I can't wait.
You're going to see this firsthand this week. It is so impressive when you meet a fan of the NFL that lives in Europe. And I'm not talking about an expat who now lives in Germany you're going to meet some people with thick German accents that sounds like they're on Sprockets. And they're going to talk your head off about the NFL. And you're going to be like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Now my Sprockets is when we die.
Because they are really knowledgeable. And the thing that is amazing about it is the biggest games. Ravens hosting the Bengals on Thursday Night Football. Kickoff is going to hit. Toe meeting ball. If Justin Tucker has to kick off, his foot will meet the football at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh.
And if you think you're going to stay up for it.
I'm getting up. No, I'm going to set the alarm.
You're going to set the alarm and then wake up. Okay. And so then you'll see the sunrise and go to sleep again.
Yes.
That's what's going to happen because the game will be over around 5:30, 6 a.m.
Right.
Munich time.
Right. Then I'll watch the game a little bit, and then I'll go back to bed.
Yeah, but we don't have to be at work until 6.
Well, PM. Maybe not. PM. I mean, you know,
well, there's stuff going on. Yeah.
No, I know the day is yours. The time's yours, to use the Andy Reid phrase, but you're a zombie walking around. I've tried it. I did it for Michigan Penn State 1 year. It's not, you can't do it.
Yeah, Chris, the last time I was in Germany 12 years ago for work, the Cowboys played the Raiders, and I was up at like 3 in the morning trying to watch it on my laptop, and it was like, oh, okay, let me just go to sleep. I stayed up, I think I got at least a halftime.
Yeah. I mean, which game did I see stayed up to halftime in London? I regretted every minute of it.
I'm going to give it a whirl. I'm just going to see what happens.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I don't want to miss watching Joe Burrow and Derrick Henry. I mean, come on.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and Sunday night.
Lamar and Joe?
I'm going to call the game. Okay, Giants and Carolina. I think it will be over right around like dinner time. Then I'm going to watch the early games. The late games won't end till like 1 in the morning. Mm. And then it's Lions and Texans.
Oh.
How do I miss that one, right? But I do have like a 12-hour flight. The next day,
do I sleep in that?
But then I'm staring at the ceiling for 3 days when I get back here.
Guys, you know what
these are first class problems.
Yeah, first world problems we're having right now. Not first class.
Or you just go to sleep, get some rest. You look at your phone the next day and you're like, okay, happened.
Yeah, and I missed it. I missed the whole thing.
Then you go look at the highlights.
Yeah. What if somebody jumps over another dude backwards?
Then you watch it on Twitter.
You know what I mean?
By the way, in the wrestling world, because you know I always got to weave that in, you'll see that move all the time, a reverse leapfrog, except completely different when wrestling, when you know what's coming as opposed to a football player.
Guys wearing 15 pounds of pads.
All right, that was amazing.
Take a break. We haven't even talked about the Sunday night game where the Vikings bounced back and the Colts offensively looked like, Anthony Richardson was quarterbacking. 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show, taking you to your rest of your Monday. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happening. listening. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
We've talked about everybody here so far, huh? In the AFC, who have we not talked about?
We talked about Drake.
Huh?
No, we talked about Drake for a second.
Drake?
I love the Drake.
Drake! What are you talking about?
I'm saying I love the Drake.
Oh, I thought you were referring to Drake going after DeMar DeRozan this weekend. Did you see that one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, by the way, the NBA is, we're 2 weeks in and it's weird already.
Well, and that Embiid hasn't played yet, and he's been in the headlines for whatever he did or didn't do with a media member.
Right.
But Giannis might get traded.
Dude, I don't think so. By the way, you know what I wouldn't do?
I get it. But if he says, I want out.
Oh, it's for you, TJ.
Richard said.
Doc might get fired, and Embiid might
stop
be traded.
Stop it.
They're a mess.
They're having a rough start.
They were having a great start last year and fired their coach.
I wouldn't trade for Giannis.
Smart move.
Would the Clippers trade their entire team for Giannis?
Yeah, they should trade the building.
The wall?
Trade the wall for Giannis.
I wouldn't trade the whole building. He's not worth that.
But trade the wall.
Toilets!
I give up 75 toilets.
Love the toilets.
And the wall.
You love the toilets.
And the toilets were great.
There was it really? As advertised.
Bro, the section we were in, walked into the bathroom after the game, there was nobody in the bathroom. Because there were so many toilets that people just spread out all over.
Yeah, isn't there like one for every four people or something?
Can your Celtics play more games in Charlotte?
Yeah, well, that was weird too. Back-to-back games?
In the same town?
What are we doing?
Are they just taking up a residency like they're Adele?
Know. If Jaylen Brown needs my hip, though, I'll give it to him.
You're fine. You haven't lost yet, right?
Got a little hip thing. We lost.
Who?
You
lost somebody?
Indiana and OVR.
Oh, I got you. That's right.
Yeah. Cavs are undefeated.
You know also undefeated?
The Thunder.
This guy in fantasy?
Oh, jeez. You're 2-0?
2-0. Great. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Awesome.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network.
Awesome. How's your fantasy football team?
Exactly. We only talk about his teams that are doing
If Kareem Hunt has a 13-point night, I'm above 500 and definitely a playoff team in the Dillingham in our league. Oh, yeah. Sure.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Who did you play this week?
Smitch. I would be in first if Puka didn't get ejected. Puka. I mean, I'd be leading right now if Puka didn't get the gate.
Puka's got to control himself.
Puka, calm down.
You know what? Here's the thing. So if we're using replay assist to eject people, why are we not taking into account that they're retaliating for somebody laying on hands on them first?
Rich, it's something you learn in elementary school. Right? The second person always gets caught.
But if there's an eye in the sky catching the second person, they are ignoring the first act? Let's ignore the fact that Puka is responding to somebody who laid hands on him first. Oh, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Universal question.
What are we doing?
Yeah. What are we doing?
Are we maybe asking that a lot tomorrow is what you're saying?
Perhaps.
Every morning I wonder, what are we doing?
Randy in Oregon, let's take his call. What's up, Randy?
Randy.
How you doing today?
What's up, sir?
What's up, dude?
You had your top five teams to watch. You had the Cardinals at four.
I did.
What I don't understand is you had the Chargers at three. We beat them.
You did. I know.
You had the Niners at one.
You beat them.
We beat them.
Yeah, but it's not a power ranking. It's just a sense of who to believe in. That's all. That's not.
Oh, look at it. You know, I played the win-loss game with Tommy Hare.
Okay.
We're gonna go 12-5.
By the way, did you refer to
Tommy Hare?
Tommy Hare.
Tommy Hare. I've never seen a man so proud of his hair in his life. I mean, it's Tommy Hare.
Tommy Hare. I'm like, wait a minute. The second baseman of the Cardinals '80s didn't fill in here. Tommy Hare. Randy in Oregon. Thanks for the call and the laugh. My goodness, that was fantastic.
Randy, don't worry. Power rankings on Wednesday. I'll heckle him.
Actually, we're doing it Thursday.
Thursday rankings.
I'm waiting to do it in first ever power rankings in Germany.
International power rankings.
Yeah, probably since World War II. First German power rankings ever.
Maybe I'll do an international country power ranking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just make Germany number one, please. They're our hosts.
You got it.
You want to have trouble leaving with at customs, okay?
No, I don't want to have issues.
So, Minnesota Vikings breathing a sigh of relief. You know how many Vikings fans I know? They're like, we're going 5-0. We might wind up 5-12. Like back in the day, well, we were 5-0, and then we missed the playoffs. Yeah. And blah, 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 blah.
It's happened before.
Okay. Not with 18. As long as 18's healthy. And Sam Darnold, I'm just concerned. Like, let's not regress to a mean here. Let's keep going.
Yep.
That first interception he threw right to Zaire Franklin, hit him between the fours after they got a gift turnover from the Colts to start. That wasn't any good. There were three turnovers by Sam Darnold last night. But 18, how good is Justin Jefferson? It's just like, why don't they throw it to him every play?
Well, I mean,
I would do it. I would throw it to him every, like, sort of like, you know, with a wild pitcher, you take every ball until he throws a strike.
Right.
So throw it to 18 every time until you until it's incomplete. Then start again.
I mean, 33 is pretty good.
Aaron Jones.
And 87's back.
And 87's back in Hawkinson and three in Addison.
Yep.
Okay. Naylor scored a touchdown.
Yep.
And you know who's really good? Harrison Smith is really good. And so defensively, they got all over Joe Flacco last
year. Yeah, they were up in
his. And man, I mean, the Colts, they had to be like, their first 15 was clicking. They were the pick to click. And then how many times is Flacco going to put? How many times do you see a quarterback put the ball right in the breadbasket of his running back? And then it fell right through Jonathan Taylor's hands. That blew up the first drive. And,
Only touchdown was defensive, which people were questioning on Twitter. I didn't really understand. You want him flagged for playing football? Guy made a great defensive play.
Shane Steichen makes the move, which takes a whole bunch of guts. And then I think everybody assumed it would just start looking like 2023 Cleveland Browns in December. And it didn't. And the run game wasn't any good. I will just say this, Colts fans, tip your cap to a Vikings team that has a great defense, certainly at home, and they showed up and they made the plays. And I'll just tell you this, man. Flacco, it's not like he didn't have the arm strength. It's not like he was lost. It's not like he was looking frail, pushing 40. I think it's just one of those where you tip your cap. Because I understand that you got to get your reps and you got to get your snaps for your guy to get better. But if you're in the mode of let's win week to week right now because we have a shot to make the playoffs, that defense last night, I don't know how Anthony Richardson would have looked. I don't know if you would have been even moving the ball half as well as Flacco. It's my opinion.
Maybe not. It felt like he might have made some plays with his feet where Flacco couldn't last night.
Well, the decision, rubber is going to meet the road. Next three games, home for Buffalo, at the Jets on a Sunday night, and then home for Detroit. Oh, boy, for the Colts. And as for Minnesota, they just started their AFC South run. They're now 6-2. And the Minnesota Vikings now, after that game, head to Jacksonville. Oh, boy. And then they're at Tennessee before they visit Chicago. So breathe a sigh of relief, Vikings fans. You're definitely not going to go 5-12, and you're in second place now in the NFC North. How about that? And the Colts had a chance to get closer to the Texans, who have already swept them and couldn't do it.
Yep.
RES Consulting is one job. We finished with RES Consulting. You know what we're excellent at. Identifying lower leg injuries and the recovery from them.
That's kind of our specialty.
Video of Christian McCaffrey practicing on the not just one, but two Achilles tendons that had some issues. Let's see it. How does he look? There he is. Oh, look at the burst.
Oh, wow.
Look at that burst right there. Nice little jog at the end.
Okay.
No hitch in the giddy up there. Oh, look at that one. He's running in the other way.
Spry.
In the other direction.
Looking spry.
He can run in both directions. It's not like he's favoring one Achilles over the other. It's not like, well, the right one's healed. It's the left one's. It's kind of like, you know, if you have twins, one kid's sleeping, the other one's not. It doesn't matter. You're awake.
I detect no limp.
Look at that. Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I think he's playing Sunday. Oh, it's more video.
Oh.
Well, there's more video. Let's take a look. Christian McCaffrey. Got one more video here? All right, there he is. Oh, he's slowing down on the jog. But walking, there's no hitch. He looks good. Oh, look at that run. Oh, okay. Oh. He slowed down well. It's not like it's not like slowing down's an issue.
All right.
Similar to me, when I'm skiing, falling down's an issue. Stopping is an issue for me.
Big issue. Yeah.
Stopping for him is not an issue. No. So he's a better runner than I am a skier, which we knew before the Achilles problems anyway. RES Consulting, we're getting together and we say what? He's playing this weekend, right?
I'm going to say likely to play.
Yeah. You're welcome, San Francisco.
Barring setback.
But should he?
He should.
Oh.
What, are you going against him in fantasy? Is that what that is?
I'm just saying.
Is that what that is?
Why are you get hurt?
Why? No, excuse me.
Same for the playoffs.
Exactly. By the way, RES Consulting has to have no personal access to grind. Is this a personal access?
Just saying. Because
the best thing about us is it's about us.
Yeah, come on, Jay.
You're welcome, everybody. That's how we send you to the rest of your Monday.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy.
Comfy.
I'm cozy.
Cozy.
I have zero blisters on my toes.
Blisters.
And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and T-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.